This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, for all of the grimness that Heather and I were just talking about, there was a flash of good news in economic data today. Consumer spending, which is you and me being willing to buy stuff, rose a quite tidy 5.6% last month, which is great, consumer spending being critical as it is to the overall health of this economy. However, a couple of pages down in that report was some news about the savings rate. We saved 19% of our disposable income in June. Yesterday's GDP report, remember the terrible one? It showed the savings rate was above 25% for the entire second quarter. And look, savings is great, right? For those just-in-case moments and retirement and college and all of those things. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, every dollar saved is a dollar not spent.
The higher savings rates are a sign that the government's relief efforts have boosted many people's incomes. Jay Bryson at Wells Fargo says saving rates really spiked in April.
Because you had those $1,200 checks that many people received, as well as, you know, the enhanced unemployment benefits, $600 a week.
And with the economy shut down, people have had fewer places to spend their money, says Randy Frederick with the Schwab Center for Financial Research.
That could be going out to a restaurant, going to the movies, going to a sporting event, those sorts of things.
Those venues come under the category of services. Seth Carpenter, chief U.S. economist at UBS, says spending on services continues to be low. He says there's a reason for that.
The continued shortfall in services expenditures almost surely reflects the spending patterns of the middle and upper end of the income distribution.
It's normally better off people who spend money on dining out and sports games. With those venues closed, savings rates have jumped, partly because many of those people took their relief checks and just stashed them away. Now, the service sector is a big employer, so less spending there means less employment.
And less employment means less spending overall in the economy, and it can have that vicious cycle component to it as well.
Looking forward, he says, it's hard to predict where saving and spending rates are headed. There are many variables, like how long will the country be in lockdown mode and how long will the government continue to provide relief for the economy. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.